Music was definitely in the house at home. My parents weren't performers, but my mother constantly had music playing. She was really into Talking Heads and The Cure, The Police. So music was actually just always blaring in the house, and she was always singing. My dad listened to a lot of trad music, but my mum definitely had a monopoly in what music was played in the house, so I remember him listening to a lot of trad in his car, actually. That's where he was actually allowed to listen to it. Neither of them listened to classical, so I definitely discovered that by myself. We had this Encarta software program, and there was a music section on the software. And they had pop examples, but I don't know what drew me to classical examples, but I discovered Bartók's Microcosmos. And I kept replaying it and replaying it. The harmonies and the rhythms, I thought they were really interesting. I didn't start a musical instrument until I was about 8 or 9, which is piano. And I didn't like going to lessons initially. I got bored in lessons pretty easily with scales, but at some point when I was maybe 9 or 10, I had since stopped going to lessons. And then a year later, I decided I wanted to go back, because in that meantime, we had a piano at home. I had figured out I didn't need sheet music, so I started playing a lot of things by ear, and I found that really exciting. I started the music degree in Trinity in 2002, and then it was probably not until the following year that I started composing. Composition was one class where it excited me every class, and I was excited to do different exercises and work on something and get obsessed by something. So it was definitely a case of it just happened. I was writing one thing, and then I just started writing a couple of other pieces, and then there was the idea of, oh, I could get some of these performed, actually. So it was just kind of this slow development. I hadn't made a decision at any stage during my degree either. It was just something I was working on that I liked working on. Around the time I think I flowered creatively was after my degree, when I met a lot more musicians then, and that's kind of around the time that I started playing in a band. It was just a fun project. It was a covers band, and we used to do covers of 90s dance music. So my time playing with them, even though it wasn't a chamber ensemble, you can see how a band puts everything together. I think right now, tradition's not a suitable word for my generation and younger, particularly the younger composers that I'd follow that are quite active now in the Irish Composers Collective. The influences are so vast. There's certainly not one style emerging. I think that's really good. Really, really good.